for some weeks now.
If
you have been coming to our Sunday service, our Father in the Lord has been taking us on a topic. Praying against destiny farming helpers. Praying against destiny farming helpers. I want to go along that line this morning so that we can flow together in the same spirit. So what I will be looking at this morning is what I call help for your destiny. Help for your destiny. And that will take us to the book of Matthew chapter 27. It's about our Lord Jesus Christ. I'll read from verse 31. And after that they had mocked him, they took the robe off from him. After they had mocked him, they mocked him. Not for himself alone, but they mocked him because of you and I. So there is no one hearing the sound of my voice that should be mocked anymore. So what the powers that are mocking you shall be mocked in the name of Jesus. Because they have mocked him. They took the robe off from him. That is, they made him naked. He became naked so that you will not become naked. Therefore, any power that is planning to naked you shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus. And they put his own raiment on him and led him away to crucify him. And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene. Either Cyrene or Cyrene. You understand what it means? Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross. They compelled him to bear the cross of Jesus, not the cross of Simon the Cyrene. They compelled him to bear his cross. And when they were come unto a place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of a skull. But look at that verse 32. And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross. Here was a man that came at the right time. He came at the time that Jesus needed him most. He came to help Jesus at the very hour when Jesus needed help. At that time, Jesus was very tired. No strength again to carry this heavy cross. The soldiers, they were not ready to assist him.
Those
around him, they are not ready to assist him. But all of a sudden, God pushed a man along to come and help him to carry his cross. You have a Simon of Cyrene that is attached to your life and to your destiny. Is there to assist you? Is there to help you? I'm praying for somebody here today. The help that you needed to fulfill destiny, you are getting it now in the name of Jesus. Help came to our Lord Jesus, the Son of God, the one who has all the power in heaven and on earth. If Jesus needed help to fulfill destiny, you and I, we need more help to fulfill our destiny. Notice very well that this man came at the very time that Jesus needed that help. Help can come too soon or come too late. When help comes too soon, it won't do much. When help comes too late, it won't do too much. But when help comes at the very hour that you needed that help, it makes a lot of difference. The help that you receive will come at the right time in the name of Jesus. The subject of destiny cannot be overemphasized. When Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." Luke 4:18. What is he talking about? He is talking about destiny. He has sent me. He has anointed me to preach, to heal, to set the captive free. He's talking about destiny. When Jesus said, "I must walk the works of Him that sent me while it is day, for night cometh when no man can walk," He is talking about destiny. When Jesus said, "The Son of Man is going as it is written of Him," He is talking about destiny. The Son of Man is going as it is written of Him. For a man to go as it is written of him, he needed help. Help from three quarters. For a man to go as it is written of him, because many are going as it is not written of them. But for a man to go as it is written of him, that man needed help from three quarters. Number one, he needed help from heaven. From above. Not from abroad. From above. From God. Number two, The man needed help from a fellow man like himself. For a man to go as it is written of him. Number one, he needed help from heaven. Number two, he needed help from a fellow man like himself. That was the help that Jesus received here. And number three, for a man to go as it is written of him, he needed help from himself. That is, you must help yourself to receive help. No matter how I loved you, no matter how I cherish you, I cannot eat for you. I cannot sleep for you. You will have to do it yourself. You needed help from yourself. For you to go as it is written of you. But the help that you needed most is the help from above. Destiny will remain dormant if help does not come from above. John 3:27 says, no man can receive anything except it is given from above. No man can receive anything except it is given from above. That is, no man can fulfill destiny except you receive help from above. Destiny will become a crawler until you receive divine help. Destiny will remain dormant until help comes from above. You see, there are five main things that formed your destiny. Five ingredients. Five products that comes together to form your destiny. Number one, your purpose. Number two, your assignment. Number three, your vision. Number four, your desire. Say, the desire of a righteous man shall be granted. Number five, your dreams. Five ingredients that formed your destiny. Your purpose. Your assignment. When they ask John, who are you? Because we have to tell those who sent us. He defined his destiny by his assignment. He said, I am the one crying in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. He didn't say, I am John. He said, I am a voice. The voice of one crying in the wilderness. He defined his destiny by his assignment. And then your vision. Without vision, man perishes. Then your desire. And then your dream. These five things that formed your destiny. The devil can station a strong man against each of them to block them, to destroy them, so that destinies will not be fulfilled. Take for example Joseph in the Bible. The brother of Joseph, they were able to hear his destiny. And because of that, they were angry. They saw into the future. Because Joseph himself opened his mouth too wide. And when they when he was coming, and they saw him coming, they come together. They came together. And they said it. Look at the dreamer. Here comes the dreamer. Let us prosper him. No. Here comes the dreamer. Let us assist him to fill his dream. No. Here comes the dreamer. Let us help him. No. What did they say? Say, here comes the dreamer. Let us kill him. The reason for his being killed is because of his dream. The thing that formed his destiny. Say, let us kill him. And let us see what will become of his dream. These are his blood brothers. Came from the same womb. They became the strong men that wanted to kill the destiny of Joseph. If your amen can be so loud and clear and send the enemy back to hellfire, I say unto you this morning, any power, any force, any gathering, either in your family or outside your family, that is saying to you loudly or silently that we shall kill him because of his or her dream, I say unto such powers that today they shall be buried. They shall be buried. I said, they shall be buried. In the name of Jesus. Very quickly, let me give you 10 vital information about destiny. And those of us who are writing things down, please write it down very well. They are vital information. Number one, you have a destiny. You have a destiny. How you are conceived is not relevant. Whether you are a product of fornication or adultery or a product of incest or you are even a bastard, it is not important. You have a destiny. And never allow the enemy to put you on the ground because of your background. Because you have a destiny. Number two, your destiny is not a mystery. So it can be discovered. Your destiny is not a mystery. So it can be discovered. So you have no excuse to say that, well, I don't know what my destiny is. If your destiny remains a mystery, then how will you know it if you are fulfilling it? You must do all that you can to discover what your destiny is. Your destiny is not a mystery. It can be discovered. Number three, vital information about destiny is that a man can live the whole of his life without fulfilling his destiny. And that is very, very dangerous. A man can live the whole of his life without fulfilling his destiny. So if you ask me, what is the definition of a wasted life? My answer to you will be, a wasted life is a life lived outside destiny. A wasted life is a life lived outside his or her destiny. The strategy of the enemy is to see to it that man lived a wasted life. Jesus says something in Matthew 26, verse 24. Matthew 26, verse 24. Said, the Son of Man is going as the reason of him. But woe be unto that man through which the Son of Man is betrayed. He now said, it will have been better if such a man is not born. It will have been better if such a man is not born. That is a very deep statement. Anyone that lived his life outside his destiny, Jesus is saying, it will have been better if such a man is not born. That is, the cat in your house is better than that man. The dog in your house is much more precious than that man. It will have been better if such a man is not born. And the strategy of the enemy is to see to it that man lived a wasted life. I am praying for you and for myself that any power from the pit of hell that is working very hard to see that you live a wasted life, I command such powers to fail woefully in the name of Jesus. If I were you, I would say a loud amen. The reason why we have so many confusions in our world today is because majority of people living in our world are living outside their destiny. They are pursuing what God did not ask them to pursue. They are running a race that God did not ask them to run. They are fighting a battle that God did not ordain for them to fight. And the truth is this: the end results of living a wasted life, the end result of living outside one's destiny, is hellfire. Hellfire. That's the end result. Once you live your life outside your destiny, what it will produce for such a life is hell fire. I'm going to pray again that any force, any power, any association, any agenda of the enemy that is working very hard to see to it that you ended up in hellfire shall fail woefully in the name of Jesus. Say a very loud amen. Number four, vital information about destiny. Is that your destiny is packaged by God and God alone. Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou comest from your mother's womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee as a nation, as a prophet to the nation. So it is God that packaged your destiny. So for you to know destiny, you must find God. He is the one that packaged your destiny. He alone did it. Nobody was there when he was putting it together. So for you to know destiny, you must find that God. To know God is to know your destiny. The more you know God, the more your destiny becomes clearer and clearer and clearer to you. God is the manufacturer and you are the product. Your destiny is packaged by God and God alone. Number five, vital information about your destiny is that the devil is not totally ignorant about your destiny. He's not totally ignorant about your destiny. He knows a little bit. He had been with God. He knows so many things that we don't know. He's not totally ignorant. That is why the Bible says, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrows. And they put it upon the string, that they may shoot secretly at the upright in heart. Psalm 11 verse 2. The wicked, they prepare their weapons, their arrows, and they are targeting those who are walking on their journey of destiny. They want to shoot at them so that they can fall. Because they can see those who are walking according to their destiny. The devil is not totally ignorant about your destiny. He knows a little bit about it. He doesn't know everything about it, but a little bit. And that is why in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8, the Holy Ghost said to us, be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Seeking whom he may devour is targeting those who are walking according to what is written concerning them. If the devil knows that he won't be able to devour anyone, he won't bother to be moving about. His target is to see those who are walking in the journey of their destiny. He wants to devour them. He wants to destroy them. I'm praying that the activities of the devil to stop your destiny shall fail in the name of Jesus. Number six. Anyone that is outside Christ cannot truly fulfill destiny. anyone that is outside Christ, if you are not in Jesus Christ, you cannot truly fulfill destiny. Why? Because Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. Without me, you cannot achieve anything. Without me, you cannot fulfill destiny. And nothing means nothing. Anyone outside Christ cannot truly fulfill destiny. And in Acts chapter 17, verse 28, it says, for in him we live, in him we move, in him we have our being. So if you are not in him, you cannot truly live. If you are not in him, you cannot truly move. If you are not in him, you cannot really be who you are supposed to be. Whatever anyone becomes outside Christ is outstanding failure. I'm going to say that again. Whatever anybody becomes outside Christ, whether you are a president or you are a CEO, you are a chief, whatever you become, outside Christ is outstanding failure. In fact, Paul calls it a dung. Human faces. Because rubbish. And because of that, all unbelievers are not fulfilling destiny. All unbelievers are against God. And God too is against them. So they cannot fulfill destiny. You cannot be in the dark and please the Almighty God who is light. Anyone that is outside Christ cannot truly fulfill destiny. Number 7, vital information about destiny is that deliberate sin and unconfessed sin are killers of destiny glory. Deliberate sin and unconfessed sin, they are killers of destiny glory. Genesis 49:3-4. Concerning Reuben. He said, Reuben, you have a glorious destiny.
He
says, you are my might and the beginning of my strength. You are the excellency of dignity. That is your destiny, Reuben. You are the excellency of power. That is your destiny, Reuben. Unstable as water. In other words, he's saying that,
Reuben,
you have a glorious destiny. But thou shalt not excel. In other words, Reuben, because you committed sin and you did not confess that sin, thou shalt not fulfill destiny because of sin. When sin becomes your way of life, destiny becomes impotent. Deliberate sin, unconfessed sin, they are killers of destiny glory. You have a glorious destiny in Christ Jesus. But when you don't confess your sins and you go into sins deliberately, you are killing the glory of your destiny. Number 8, vital information about destiny is that the more colorful your destiny is, the more enemies your life will attract. Immediately Jesus Christ was born, the enemy began to pursue him. Paul suffered more and more woe because of his colorful destiny. Number 9, vital information about destiny. And this is very important. That divine power is needed to silence all your destiny assassinators. Divine power is needed to silence all your destiny assassinators. What you need most is power. Education is good, but it cannot silence your destiny assassinators. Knowing grammar is wonderful. Good certificate is good. Occupying a very high position is good. Having plenty of money is good. But all this cannot silence your destiny assassinators. What you need to silence them forever is power. Say power. I didn't hear your voice at all. Shout it, power! My own story. I always like to tell people what I have experienced in life, so that people will know that, well, this is not just a figment of man's imagination. Where I was living before, it was at Mushin, a 6 flat, 3 bedroom flat. I just noticed that one of our neighbors honestly just begin to pick up quarrels with me. So I try to avoid him. One day, as I was washing my car, very early in the morning, I saw him with another man. They came to the compound. They greeted me, and I greeted them. And I forgot about it. Some months later, this same man now told me the story behind the visit of that man. This man that I'm talking about, I brought him to this place. I brought him eventually to this place. He told me that, Pastor, something happened though. I want to come and beg you. Just forgive me. I said, what happened? Said, do I remember that there was a time that he came in with one man into the compound? Very, very early in the morning. I said, yes. When I was washing my car. Said, that man is a witch doctor. Say, I purposely brought him to come and see you, so that the assignment that I gave to him, he will do it perfectly. He now told me that he took something from my body to this herbalist. And he told the herbalist, work on this thing. Whatever you can do, do it to this man. I just don't like him. Anyone that hates you and is doing you because of that hatred, suddenly, they shall run mad. In the name of Jesus. But as this Hamalis began to work on this instrument that he gave to him against me, the wife of the Hamalis was pregnant. The wife was in the hospital. As the man started doing his juju, the wife in the hospital fell into labor. The child came out, died. The wife of the Abalis too died. They call the Abalis. Come. He rushed to the hospital. The wife dead. The baby dead. He said, what? What is going on? He rushed back home to go and consult any power that is doing evil consultation for your sake shall be blinded in the name of Jesus. The oracle now told him that the reason why this thing happens to you is because of the assignment that that man gave to you to be working against that young man. So that young man is untouchable and unkillable. And the oracle now told the Abalis that if you don't go and confess, that very soon, you too, you will die. So he had to call that my neighbor and say, please, there is trouble. You have to take me to this man for me to ask for his forgiveness. They came home. They prostrated. Your enemy shall prostrate for you. So when I said there is somebody somewhere, there is a force somewhere that wants you dead by all means, I know what I am talking about. But hear the word of the Lord. Anyone, either animal, either angel, either demon, either spirit, either a friend or a colleague that is looking for your death shall die suddenly. They shall die. In the name of Jesus. Let me round up the 10 vital information about destiny. That God can use anything and anybody to help you on your journey of destiny fulfillment. God can use anything and anybody to help you on your journey of destiny fulfillment. Either he's a living being or a dead being. Either human being or animal. Either demons or angels. God can use anybody. anything to help you on your journey of destiny fulfillment. The reason for that is because God is called the Father of Spirits. Hebrews 12:9. He is called the Father of Spirits. Spirits, plural. Whether good or bad spirits, He can use them to carry out His plan. One unsearchable mystery of our God is this. God can use your enemy to help you move your destiny forward. It's an unsearchable mystery of our God. The very enemy that says no way for you, God can now use the same enemy to move your destiny forward. Do we have a scripture to back this up? Oh yes. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 6 to 8. He says, if they have known, they would not have crucified the Son of the living God. If they had known, they would not have crucified the Son of the living God. They thought that by crucifying Jesus, they are destroying His destiny. Not knowing that indirectly, God was using them so that Jesus can fulfill His destiny. We used to pray one prayer here that let my enemies make mistakes that will advance my cause. It's a very powerful prayer. When God brings that to pass in your life, it's a great sign that favor is working for you. That was what God did for David. God used Goliath to help his destiny to move forward. Nobody knew David from anywhere. But when he killed Goliath, he became a national hero. Goliath made a terrible mistake. He began to talk at the very time that David was present. God arranged it. He made a very terrible mistake. God will use your enemy to promote your destiny in the name of Jesus. So somebody here this morning, help is coming your way. And that help will come from unusual places. God will arrange your enemies to favor you in all aspects. God will remove peace and rest of mind from the heart of your accusers until they have assisted you in the name of Jesus. The people that have gathered to mock you shall be the same set of people that will celebrate your glory. The weapons prepared by your enemies to stop your destiny shall be the same weapon that God will use to promote your destiny in the name of Jesus. The cross that the enemy thought with his grace, Jesus was used by God to promote Jesus. The serpent that the enemy used to kill the Israelites was the same serpent that God used to save them from death. The same Red Sea that the enemy used to stop the children of God was the same Red Sea that God used to destroy their enemies. The fire that was meant to destroy Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was the same fire that God used to promote them and their destiny. The same lion that was meant to kill Daniel was the same lion that God used to promote his life and destiny. The same Mr. Haman that the devil prepared to disgrace Mordecai was the same Mr. Haman that God used to celebrate and promote Mordecai. The same people that told the blind Bartimaeus, shut up, it's not looking for you. They were the same set of people that said to him, cheer up, he's calling you. The same soldiers that locked up Paul and Silas in the prison, they are the same soldiers that were cleaning and helping them to treat their wounds. I say, God will use your enemy to promote your destiny in the name of Jesus. The cry of many destinies is a cry for help. And I say unto you, help is coming. 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 Receive help in the name of Jesus. Bow down your head, please. Lay your right hand on your chest. Speak to the Lord. Father,
Baba,
let me receive help from unusual places. The help that will push my destiny forward. The help that will promote my life. The help that will take me to my next level in life. Let me receive it from unusual places, from the enemy, from friends, from colleagues. Let me receive help from above. Speak to the Lord. Speak to the Lord. Speak to the Lord. There is somebody here today. What will begin to happen to you as from today will shock you, will surprise you, will make you to begin to laugh. Speak to the Lord. Let me receive help from above. Help. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Masikatanda ripontu shikita. Rekabusu to darike temtele pontu shikita. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Sit down, sit down. And pray this prayer on your seat. Don't stand up, but pray it from the bottom of your heart. Don't stand. Sit. Say this loud with a shout. Mockers of my destiny, hear the word of the Lord. My God will shock you. Markers of my destiny. Hear the word of the Lord. My God will shock you. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.